This is Ian Plessid at AFC Croydon Athletic in association with Bench Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Tristan Rees. After a disappointing 5-0 away defeat against a team that looked pretty good, but a lot of mistakes, and I'm worried that it's pretty much going to be the same as what we've been talking about for most of the season for this interview.
Yeah, we'll say that defensively we've been good the last few weeks. And then today, back to our old selves. You know, you're always going to get the basic errors with the young'uns, and you hope that they'll learn from it. But obviously, we're not learning as quick as we'd hope. And, you know, once you concede the two goals in, I think it's 3 or 4 minutes, like we conceded in the first half, it's always going to be an uphill struggle with a team that's got momentum and obviously pushing for playoffs and promotion. And then we just self-destruct, you know, with individual errors. I mean, they haven't scored a good goal today, and they haven't had to because we've gifted them five. And it might sound like you don't gift a team five goals, but there's five real big individual errors that have led to five of the goals.
We could have scored when it was 2-0, and just we have no luck. But yeah, it wouldn't have been 5-0, it might have been 5-1, but I don't think they would have won 5-1. But they don't go in, and we've got to put them in the net.
No, I agree. It was, you know, a chance to take, and we did cause them problems. You know, obviously they've got a really good squad here. You know, when the substitutes they brought on obviously got a lot of quality and a lot of experience from higher levels. And when the going gets tough, you know, that's the difference. They got the quality they can bring on and shop and change with. You know, they've rested players today for Monday's game. You know, that is what we've got. So, you know, as a club, they're much, you know, a million miles away from where we are as a club at the moment. So good luck to them in the playoffs.
I don't want to bring up last week, but we played so well last week, and to get nothing out of the game was so heartbreaking. And it's one of those performances where if we repeat that again, we'll surely get a win.
Definitely. And, you know, since Christmas, there's been 3 or 4 performances like that, which does give you the hope that we are getting there, you know. And I think with the kids like we have, you are going to have bad days. Like I said earlier, you just hope they learn from them and, you know, improve quick. But, you know, it was always going to be them last 4 games that teams in and around us, 3 home games out of 4. You know, if we don't get stuff out of them fixtures, then we, you know, deserve to be in the position we're in. But I've got full confidence in the squad and players. I've got full confidence. We know the performances are there. Full confidence that we'll go and get, you know, a couple of wins out of that, and we, you know, see the season out.
Taking the words out of my mouth about the next question, but those 4 games are massive. Yes, one of them is away to Tadley, but 3 home games, Cobham and Epsom and Yule being 2 of them, they're games that we have to get points out.
100%, and they'll be looking at it as points that they can get as well. So it'll be a good contest, and one that we have to take, you know, one at a time, but have to look to win the ones we are expected to go and get stuff from as a club, us as people, and them as players. They know today's not good enough. They know it wasn't, you know, the individual errors aren't acceptable. We hope we'll train well again Tuesday, and we'll iron them out, and this time next Saturday, and I hope we'll have a different conversation.
Thanks for coming out.
Appreciate coming all the way in. Thank you.